Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Oh boy, we did not see this one coming. The writer for the movie Green Book has deleted his Twitter account after facing backlash for a resurfaced 2015 tweet that echoed an anti-Muslim conspiracy theory touted by then-presidential candidate Donald Trump. Well, Nick Villalonga, who along with writers Peter Farley and Brian Curry won a Golden Globe on Sunday for the best original screenplay, tweeted out in November of 2015 that Trump was 100% correct when he said that Muslims in New Jersey City had been seen on TV cheering on the 9/11 attacks. Now, of course, this assertion made by Donald Trump at that time is not true. There was no evidence that this ever happened. But the real problem here is the star of the movie Green Book, Mahershala Ali, is Muslim. He's also a contender for several awards, including the Oscar. And you know those folks over at the Academy. They don't like messy situations. So let's just hope it doesn't affect Ali or Viggo Mortensen, who plays Nick Villalonga's father in the movie. And Radar Online has obtained an exclusive audio clip which features the disgraced comic Bill Cosby randomly ranting to some longtime friends during a jailhouse phone call. And you know, it's the first time that the public has actually heard Cosby's voice since he was sentenced to 3 to 10 years behind bars following that conviction in April of aggravated indecent assault against accuser Andrea Constan. Now, Cosby rambles on about how his mother has come to him recently. Hey, you know what? He does have a lot of time on his hands to conjure stuff up. And he's also old. Ooh, I'm wondering, could dementia be setting in too? Good Lord. And Jada Pinkett Smith is the latest celebrity to tune out R. Kelly. And by the way, she is really upset that there is a spike in R. Kelly's record sales. In the wake of this Lifetime docuseries about various alleged sexual misdeeds, and she's wondering out loud if black women matter. Tons of R. Kelly fans have been defiantly supportive of him, tweeting out messages all weekend like, still listening. And based on reports of the numbers, they really are. So Jada posted a video on Sunday wondering, how is this happening? And she's also asking for some feedback. She says, am I missing something? Specifically, do black girls not matter enough? Of course they don't, Jada. Black women don't matter. In fact, if they did, it wouldn't have taken the Chicago DA 20 years to start an investigation on these old and new accusations. And to all of the folks out in our community who think this is okay, it's not. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.